Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Epiphany Radio of the Real Entertainment Network.
Your number one hit station in town.
This is
This is Sandy, and you're listening to Epiphany Radio, the For Real Entertainment Network. Peace, blessings, and one love.
Or just have a seat and listen to the way in what I am displaying, a different kind of rapper language that I am saying. To all the party diplomatic orbits by info, when it comes to rocking parties, I am a nympho. Maniac, brainiac for doing my dancing. My record make the music, we'll put you in a trance in it. Transize your body and like it, take my cardigan. You won't be fighting the illin, you just be partying down with the funky town with yours truly. I'm the original B-I-Z-M-A, okay, I was the E and I aim to have fun and not be number one. And just here to let you know who's like running the place, and everywhere that I perform and do a show, as long as you know that
nobody beats the biz.
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 I think I'm A-R-K-I-E-N. I go for what I know, do when they show for human beings. I'm guaranteed to rock, to make the ladies scream and shout. I'm about to wreck your body as they turn the party out. The Marty rapper, no tapper, always have a fawn. And when you hear the Biz Markie, you get the jaws on ya. I'm the M-A-R-K-I-E-N, you know that's me. I got the stutter step to keep it check, my speed is so unique. So they say I look and sound funny, but I don't be caring. I rock the Latin Quarter rooftop, being square and Roseland. The Hawthorne, Madison Square Garden, and even rock for the world fit at Java Center. Pardon the way that I be talking about the places I be rocking. I love to perform for the people that be clocking. I figure that your own minds are on it like I want it, but you pay for a good performance. You're going it, you want it. That's why I'm here to be like letting you knowin' that I'm a highly recognized as the king of disco and making people laugh and have a lot of enjoyment. I'm the best person for this type of employment. That's why. That's
nobody
why.
Beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats the biz.
Nobody beats nobody the biz.
Break of dawn. When you buy food cheap, you need a coupon. I catch a sale retail before it gets stale. So hurry up and get the wick, check out the mail and shop nonstop. By how I hip hop on the mic and like, make it cooperate with the rhythm. That is what I give them. Reagan is the press, but I voted for Shirley Chisholm. It might sound confusing, the style that I'm using, but in the end, I'm sure that you will find it quite amusing and funny. Oh, honey, it's just ridiculous. Don't try to front. Come on and admit you was thrilled, chilled. Your heart was fulfilled, so respect the architect as I begin to build. Science and my reliance is a form of rap. Like Carl Lewis, I get to it. So let's go to laugh. Go to laugh.
Nobody beats the biz.
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 Beats the biz, nobody beats the biz, nobody beats the biz.
the around the Renaissance man has finally appeared, and I'm astonishing rap characters to cause of the tears. Quasimodo and the quotables that creep from my mouth, and no doubt we rubbed you wrong and rubbing you out to try to tackle such a problem as a foolish goal. And when the opposition's abstract, bless your soul. There are degrees of MCs, but none on the level of the older vocalists, precious like metal. Making all my rounds through the town like physician, I be curing impure MCs plagued with disease. So take a spoonful of poet pen and fill it in. Sit back and listen to your man as I fill it in the Renaissance. Rap, 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 rap. Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. This is the Renaissance. So here we go now, it is the Midnight Marauder on the scene. Geographically earthed in a place called Queens. I was born with my principles, way I displayed how I used to MC where all the other kids played. Cause I was way too ill, so I would hone my skills and go out in the park and let my chemical spills. Right there on Farmers Boulevard, I made my mark. Two dudes, niggas were dead from us, me and the Narc. And then my legend would grow on the A-Train line, where brothers would gather to see me blowing nicks and dimes. It was me, Big P, Tanya, and Sir Abu. In the heat of the cypher, I was not liable from all the casualties of the Dutty MC. I slipped the train car like Moses did the Red Sea. So get it in your head, we gon' rock the dead. Night of the living MCs, the weak ones fled. And the stage is the pulpit, Renaissance won't quit. We gon' baptize y'all for your benefit. We've been aligned and assigned to change. Rearrange all your molecules like Doctor Strange. Make your cultures move, if you disapprove, you can keep loud mouth and it won't bust the groove. You see, the object of the game is we don't see it as one. We don't quit bullshit and we never lost none. Deeper than the oceans and expand like air, we be vast indeed. And if your hearing's impaired, we got the perfect remedy for you tonight. Just put your ear to it, it's like dynamite. And it's the Renaissance rap. It is the Renaissance. Cause it's the Renaissance. It's the Renaissance. Rap, it's Renaissance. Rap, rap. Now looking at your clock, you know that it's time to hear a real ill beat combinated with rhymes brought to you by the person at the T.O.P. That be G.O.D. and I be T.I.P. The promoter of the blindness, witness what iris of this lame. And he came, but I'm the Royal Highness. Don't you ever forget who put that pep in your step. We made it cool to wear medallions and say hotep. And this beat is something that you can't recover from. You better all join in the force because we can't be done. Listen, we on this mission and it's the goal. So welcome to the Renaissance in stereo. It's the Renaissance, Renaissance, Renaissance.
Already, y'all know what it is. It's the Renaissance. This is Renaissance poetry. Rest in peace to Biz Markie. Man, growing up, if you were a fan of hip-hop back in the day, he was definitely a pioneer. You know, he brought out Big Daddy Kane. Like, he did a lot for the community. He had that beatbox thing, you know. He was the only cat that was like him. Gotta respect that. Shout out to Biz Markie. Also want to give a shout out to who we are representing today. We got Margaret Burroughs, who is one of the major pioneers of Chicago's Black Renaissance. If you're not familiar with her, you definitely want to look her up because she did big things back then. She was a major influence on poetry and the arts. Now, with that being said, y'all know what we're here for. We're here for the art. We're here for poetry. And I'm excited because we got a room full of poets ready to spit. I never take too long to get to it, so you know how we do. I'm going to the first caller. Right now, we got 385 in the building.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm great. Why don't you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight?
This is Ms. VIP.
Already, you beat out Joe. Where's Joe at? I don't know, Joe. Joe, he got to be sick tonight or something. He probably couldn't make it. I don't see how you beat Joe.
Nah, I'm sure he's okay.
I don't know. I mean, he must have got under the weather. You know, it's hard to beat Joe out. But how you doing, Joe? How you feeling tonight?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm looking forward to the show, looking forward to, you know, hear the poetry that everybody brought tonight. And I know you brought some, right?
I did.
Already. So I'm going to let you do what you do. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Thank you. This piece is called Lost. Let me see. Wait a minute. Forgot what it was called. Lost but found. Names of streets haunt me, places from my past, feelings of love's lost, and my head seemed to last. Brokenness used to reign in my heart. I had to learn early on I couldn't change the past, and that known revelation was my new start. Taking unresolved feelings out on myself, someone comforting me seemed out of the question. I tried calling those whom I felt cared, but there was no answer. Then no one else could be found. Now, how is it I was the one of avail, yet a friendly voice, I heard not one sound. I had to face nothing lasts forever but love. The universe doesn't stop when I hurt. No one cries with me, not one drop. I gazed to the unworthy with a clean heart, no ulterior motives to find. But the reciprocity was nowhere to be found, and honestly, it caused a clusterfuck in my mind. So recently, I learned how to detach mentally, to develop well-being, start doing for me. I make boundaries. I can say no or respectfully decline. I am smart, beautifully made. If I walk alone, so be it, because patience brings resilience, and my life is rightfully mine. And that's that piece.
Well, you better motherfucking spit if you're going to come to the show tonight. All right. All right. Names of the street haunting me. Brokenness used to reign in my heart. Someone comforting me seemed out of the question. The universe doesn't hurt with me. You have some really poignant lines there. And, of course, it begs the question, what inspired you to write this particular piece? Was this personal? Was it just a prop? Like, what brought this out of you?
You know what? A lot of it was very personal because I had a friend for over 30 years, and I was always available to her. But when it was my turn, she was nowhere to be found. And then I'm like, wow. And then, you know, things I look back on, you know, the feelings of love's lost, and I have lost. I've lost a couple of times to death, and it was hard.
Mm.
So, yep, so that's where that was coming from.
Okay. Well, I have to commend you for bringing a vulnerable piece, you know, to the show to, you know, share yourself with us in this way. It takes a lot of courage to do so, and it speaks to the growth that you spoke about in this piece, and I'm definitely glad to see that you were able to come through and spit something like this and share it with us. I thank you again for coming to the show. It's been a minute. Glad to hear your voice. But before you go,
thank you.
You know, I know you got some things going on with Epiphany Radio. Why don't you let the listeners know what you got going on before you roll?
Okay. Well, on Wednesday, La Perla Negra and I are in the Love Zone, and the topic is to be announced, but come on, we always have fun. And next Friday will be Express Your Vibe, co-host Poetic. So we always have a good time. We always say, don't suppress yourself, express yourself. So that's
already
all that's going on.
Already.
Yeah.
Definitely appreciate you coming through to the show. Like I said, it's been a minute. Hope to hear you again.
All right.
And definitely looking forward to coming through and checking out your show on Wednesday if I get the opportunity, as always.
All right.
All right. Peace.
One love.
Hopefully you continue to listen to the show. If you do enjoy it,
join in
on the event page and let these poets, you know, let these poets know what you think.
All right. Sounds good.
All right. Peace out. Indeed.
One love.
All right. We got the first caller in and brought that vulnerable thing to the stage. So we're going to go to the next caller and see what we got here. We got 410 on the mic.
Hey, Keith. You got to listen.
Hey, what's going down?
What's going on?
Already. I'm great. I'm great. And anyone who didn't hear, this is Lisa Lips on the mic. You know, we got to make sure we get your picture up on the event page so people can show you some love.
Hey, yeah. I've had a ball jumping around all day today. But I saved this piece for you today.
Well, you know, there's no complaints here. We love the exclusive. So, you know, since you're so ready, you know, I'm going to let you get to it. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
This piece is called He Calls Her Beautiful. He calls her beautiful. Whether she be dressed in the finest of silks or khakis and a polo, he calls her beautiful. He lights up in her presence as if seeing her for the first time, for she is the delight of his life. His heart pounds for her, but she be broken, never believing she could be all he believes in her. So she waits for the day when he doesn't see her through rose-colored glasses. Yet he still calls her beautiful. She's everything a woman can be for him. Strong, intelligent, funny, sexy, his best friend. And she sees he is her center, the masculine force that she can put trust in. She waits for the day when he grows tired, the day when she can no longer be his center, because life has broken her, handed her so many lemons that her system is toxic, tart beyond anything anyone can see. Yet and still, he calls her beautiful, because he could drink lemonade for the rest of his life and never tire of its bitterness. So he fights silent battles against the demons that she lives with, always knowing that one day he can make her see what he does, that she is beautiful. Her battle scar is a roadmap to her heart. And though all of her life has been wreaked with destruction, he is there to build her up, not tear her down like so many others have. Because no one ever saw her beauty till he came along and spotlighted it. So that now those who broke her wish for her shine. But she only has eyes for him because he alone calls her beautiful. And that's that piece.
Wow. This poem, it resonates in so many ways because, you know, as a man, you know, we've been in that situation. I personally have been in that situation where, you know, you can love somebody, but you can't love them through their own hurt. If they don't do it for themselves, it's not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And reading, listening to this piece, she said, he lights up in her presence as if seeing her for the first time. His heart pounds for her, but she be broken. You also said that she is everything to him, his best friend. She sees him as her center, yet she still waits for the day he grows tired. Life has broken her, yet he still calls her beautiful. Her battle scars are rolled back to her heart, and you said that no one had ever saw the beauty. But what I kept hearing is how she was self-sabotaging this relationship.
And
she
that's very
not
true.
Receive.
I wrote this piece about a couple that I know, and she suffers a lot because she's been through a lot. And she finds it hard to believe that anybody can love her the way that he does.
So she can't trust it. She's just waiting for it to, for the shoe to drop, for the rug to be pulled from up under her. So she can't enjoy or appreciate the love
that she
actually has.
He never lets her go, though. He never lets her go.
That's beautiful and sad at the same time because of the struggle. You know, neither one of them can actually bask in the pureness of the love because of that particular struggle. That's a very poignant piece, and I'm glad that you saved it, you know, for Renaissance Poetry, because I enjoyed it, definitely enjoyed it.
Thank you. It was one of my best writes, I think. I enjoyed writing it. And when I read it to them, she broke out crying, and she never cries in public.
Mm. Now, you definitely hit her in the heart with this piece, because, man, no punches were pulled here. So, especially from the outside looking in, you called her out. So she had to own that. I imagine she had some tears. But, I'm thankful that you came through and spit this. I appreciate you showing up. I know you've been spitting poetry all day, but you took the time to come through.
Yeah, I've been showing off today a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
Thank you.
A little bit. You know, we're gonna leave it at a little bit though.
I've been messing with you all day is what I've been doing.
Yeah. Here you are giving me the pointed piece. You know, you was doing all that other stuff today, but then I get to, that's all right though. I'm good though. I appreciate it. I hope that you're able to come back to the show again and show some love.
Yeah, I'm gonna hang out for a while. I wanna listen in for a while. I'll be here.
Already. I definitely appreciate it. And again, you know, if you hear some poetry you enjoy, hit the event page, let those poets know.
All right.
Already. We're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 216. Hello, 216, you there?
Yes, can you hear me?
I can hear you now. I know who this is, but you know. If you do me a favor and let everybody know who we're listening to tonight.
This is Mama Oladeji, the all-around queen, gangster granny in the building.
Gangster granny in the building. That's what I'm talking about.
Hey,
Renaissance. Been a minute. Glad you're able to come through tonight.
Well, yeah, so much stuff's been going on. I lost my mom, and before that, she was sick, and it's just one thing after another. And I got, a lot of commitments to teaching jewelry classes to the youth.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm making entrepreneurs as I, you know, get ready for my own retirement, my permanent retirement from planet Earth. I got to leave some little entrepreneurs behind. So we've been making jewelry, and I've been teaching that craft, and get ready to do another session on card making, and we're going to put poems in the cards and get another little industry going. So I've been kind of like back to the neighborhood, you know.
Why we love you. Everything you got going on, here you are still trying to give back, still trying to make a difference, still making sure that you leave footprints for us to follow in. We love you for that, definitely. Definitely shows that beautiful spirit you have, and we love to have you on Renaissance Poetry, so I'm glad that with everything that's going on, you're still able to be you and come through the show. But with that being said, I know you brought something for me, Mama. What you going to spit for us tonight? We done lost Mama O. I know she's going to call back in. She's going to be mad. Blah talk then. Got rid of Mama O. Dang. I'm going to go ahead and go to the next caller. We're going to get Mama O back in when we can. We got 240 on the mic.
Hey, good evening, brother. How you doing?
Man, I'm great. I'm great. What's going on with you, man?
Oh, man, I'm just chilling, man. Chilling here. Taking my time.
All right. Yeah, you took your time, man. I'm surprised, bro.
Oh, yeah, I was. yeah, I didn't.
I was like, wait a minute, what? Like, Jordan got beat. Jordan Verbal got beat. What?
No, I just wasn't.
That's all good, man. I appreciate you making it to the show, man.
Yeah. Well, shit. What do we do? Let me see. Okay, something old, man. I'm just going ahead and do
that. All right. Well, you know, I appreciate it. I can appreciate anything you got, brother, because you got that pen. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Just call Wet Wishes. I begged her and begged her, wine and dine, window shop till we dropped. She kept hers and my wallet popped. I wanted a flavor. She gave me dash. I wanted spice on her ass, but she had no stash. T-shirts and pajamas. This ain't working, mama. Not one pair of heels to perk up this drama. We've made love before. I want a little bit more. I'm a visual brother, so who you trying to bore? To the movies, out to plays, dinner and dancing? I just want one night of freaking romancing. 2 weeks, a month, more of the same? We never really argued, but this is just lame. She called me one night. I almost didn't come over. When I stepped inside, I damn near fell over. Red slingback heels, a twin X strap peep pelt. Wouldn't say peep, they showed a little more. Sheer red stockings, jet black seams. I mean, damn, a leg man's dream. Perfect toes and then those holes, and hold up, there's more. Corsets, garters, halves covering breasts, hair done to the max, red lips, but I digress. Told me how much she loved my patience. She tested it often, and that last one she gave me, you never strayed, you never played, you were always honest in the statements you made. She goes on and on about how much I wanted to doll her up and look at her and flaunt it. You love me despite my denying you wishes. She hands me some cups and gave sensual kisses. She turned back to me and asked me to bend her. I only dress like you. I only dress for you like this in total surrender. And that's that piece. Thank you.
That's how you're coming through tonight, man.
That's how I'm coming through.
That's the play tonight. He said, she gave me dash. I wanted spice on her ass. Boy, you wild. You wild. He said, I almost didn't come over. Stepped inside, almost fell over. But you almost took me out here. Perfect toes, but hold up, there's more. This boy's wild. He's wild. Definitely enjoyed the piece, man. I always like hearing your poetry, man, hearing your inflection, how you spit your shit, man, how you paint the picture, man, because I saw the whole thing, brother.
Hey, so did I.
I bet you did. Bet you did. You said a whole lot more of that piece. Yeah, I bet you saw the whole thing. Yeah. Indeed. But yeah, man, I'm glad you're able to make it through tonight and spit and, you know, give us that flow that Joe got, you know. And I hope that you stick around and continue to listen to the show, man. I hope you continue to enjoy. And, you know, I'll see you soon, brother.
Well, most definitely, most definitely. Thanks for having me, man. Appreciate you, brother.
Already. That was Joe the Verbal Mind Dexter doing his thing on the mic. So we're going to go to another 410 on the mic.
Keith, Ms. Rain, good evening.
What's going on? How you feeling today?
I'm good. How about you?
Man, I'm great. You know how
welcome,
it is with
welcome
poetry
back. Welcome be. Back. Welcome back.
Mm-hmm. Right?
I know.
Yeah, you know, it felt like a little hiatus here, but, you know.
Yeah.
Glad to get some
poetry. It's good seeing you in
the
clubhouse.
Enjoyed my. You know what? That's some different stuff for me, but I'm enjoying it.
I know. It's a whole vibe over there. It's a whole vibe.
Yeah, there's some rooms that I can get with over there. You know, not all the rooms stuck out to me, but you know, definitely some rooms I ran in. And so, you know, I can dig it here. I like that. You know,
and not every room is the same every day. So you know,
no, heck no. There's too many personalities for all of that. But yeah,
absolutely.
Already.
Yeah, it's good that the Renaissance is back.
I know what you came to do. What's that?
Well, you know, do you want rain or do you want quiet storm? Or do you want Jody?
Rain or what?
There's rain, quiet storm, or Jody.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, apparently I'm the quiet storm now. So, yeah, I'm a.k.a. the quiet storm now.
Okay, well, let me ask you this. Which one are you feeling like the most tonight?
I don't know. That's why I asked. Normally I would just,
you know,
do whatever.
Which persona are you leaning toward?
Not really. I'll keep it mild.
Let's get Quiet Storm. Let's get the Quiet Storm in here.
Okay.
That's what we're doing.
Okay. All right. This one is called Rainfall.
All right. Mic is yours.
Thank you. There is something about the rain. The sound it makes as the tap dances across my senses, saturating my thoughts as they travel to you. Recalling the flutter when you walked through the door, I watched, waiting, as you turned the corner. Your pace quickened when your eyes met mine. It was to be a friendly meet. But the way you wrapped your arms around me like we were past lovers, like an unrequited love was about to be realized. Your embrace, it had me feeling some kind of way. The hello hug was one thing, but the goodbye, you made sure I felt everything you didn't say. Damn, this rain makes me wonder what you're doing right now. As I lie here smiling, reflecting on how you said you rested well, very well, because my scent lingered on you hours after I was gone. Did you know that your energy did the same? Honestly, everything about you still lingers. You were totally unexpected, a pleasant surprise, a decade waiting to happen. Your smile said more than your words. Your eyes conveyed what your lips dare not say just yet. Your touch was innocent, or was it? A slight brush here, more deliberate brush there, a long pause before removing. I've learned that everything you do is done with intention. Speaking of, I adore how you tucked your intentions in the corner of my smile as we laughed and shared and laughed some more. In this moment, as I reminisce, a part of me wishes you would just come lay by my side. Listen to the rain fall with me. Wrap me with 1,000 reasons to just forget tomorrow. Flash around in this moment with me till forever is, till never, never comes. I wonder, is it storming where you are? Is the storm beating against your walls of inhibition too? Do you hear me between each drop? It seems you've been listening longer than I knew. But now I just want you and I to enjoy this feeling, us moving in slow motion. Just remember my laugh, my scent, the softness of my touch. As for me, I will bask in your energy, your intention, and how your words are deliberate and direct. See, that alone is enough to cause a rain, this rain, to storm. In time, perhaps you'll hear the gasping crack of my thunder and the backdrop of my quiet storm, feel the intensity of my hurricane. You'll invoke in me and know when I'm close to maybe in time, I'll let you be there to catch my rainfall. That's right.
Well, that's indeed rain. Okay. You're going to hit us with the romance and then throw the whip appeal at the end. That's how you're going to do it tonight.
Isn't that what Quiet Storm does?
I see. I mean, you came through with that loud at the end. Okay. You're right. You're right. I asked for it. That's my fault. I'll take all the blame. That's my fault. You said a lot here. You said a lot here. And it was very romantic, you know, of course, at the beginning where you were talking about unrequited love is about to be realized. And you said that hello hug was one thing, but that goodbye hug, you made sure I felt everything. You said he was totally unexpected. You know, a decade waiting to happen. You know, you said all these things. It made it so beautiful. But then you just had to drop the curtain on us, huh? I said you set us up for the fall. I ain't mad at you. That's how you do poetry. You set us up for the fall, though.
But maybe. It was a maybe. As if a baby in time.
Just
but maybe not.
No, not the way you talk to that man. You say he left his intentions in the corner of your smile. You about to tear that man up. I ain't trying to hear what talk about maybe.
No
that
way.
Man in trouble. He about to drown. I ain't finna play with you.
No.
Appreciate you coming through. To the show, show of love and everything.
Thank you.
Yeah,
Steve.
I always enjoy the poetry, and I appreciate
you.
How you get involved with the page and everything as well. So you know, thank you, and hopefully, you know, get to hear you again. Come back to the show and continue to listen, and
no
hope
doubt.
That you continue to enjoy the show. Already,
no doubt, absolutely.
Already, that was Rain coming through, doing what she do. You know, can't be surprised. We'll see if we can find Mama O. She says she's back. She says she's back. Let's see here. Is that you, Mama O?
Yep.
All right, Mama O. Ladeji back. Gangsta Granny back on the mic. All right. So we're not going to let you even play around with it since, you know, wait a minute. What the heck is going on?
You hear me?
Oh, you still there? Okay, you still there. I was like, well, it looked like my computer was saying you was going. Okay. So like I said, we're not even going to play with Blog Talk Lady. We're going to let you get straight to your piece. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Okay. I'm going into the old notes. And this is about one of the poems I wrote about my first week of marriage, which was my only week of marriage. It starts off direct. Reminiscing. I'm old now. I needed to be made love to, but I'm too old now to think about what could have been, too old to try to remember what maple syrup and spearmint gum on his breath smelled like. I'm old now. Never had a chance to make him dance naked with me. He left much too soon. One weekend and the joy was at its end. He left by force. They carried out him in restrictions. My wedding dress hangs on the back of the door, and I'm old now. Even the child we made together is old. My memories are old. They're only of what could have been. I don't know what could have been, so I invent a life that could have been. We laugh and kiss each other. We wrestle, and I play hard to get, like I don't want his kisses. I go to the fridge and get him a beer, and I drink wine. This is all before breakfast time. We are still on our honeymoon, and I ain't ready yet to be no wife. Baby already in the oven. He is so handsome, built and fine. He came home, and he was no longer mine. Everyone wanted a piece of the pie. He was just too fine to be all mine. His mama loved me, though. She knew I told him no. She knew I wasn't no hoe. No hoe. That's what they called girls who gave away that slit. No one had ever pulled that lever or got permission to enter my slot. I said no. Not. Thou baby knew I wasn't no hoe. I just got. Sigh. Sad day. When your husband, lover, boyfriend gets taken away on the seventh day during the honeymoon and he never returned home. Because when he finished his bit, he had all the chicks on his visitation list. He knocked off all the other guys' girlfriends and wives. They came to visit their guy while jocking mine. I was a young virgin, not ready for this role, the role I was forced to play. I loved my boyfriend. Why? And I knew I was undefiled when we got married. But now, I'm too old. Thank you.
My mother Daisy, look here. I'm reading what you said here. You know, I'm too old to be, you know, you want to be made love to, but I'm too old now. Too old to remember the maple syrup and spearmint gum, what it smelled like on his breath. You said your memories were old and you're still on the honeymoon and you don't want to be a wife yet. And then everyone wanted a piece of a pie. He was too fine just to be mine. And you said his mama knew I wasn't no hoe. And I was almost dying right there. But I'm trying to understand something here now. You said he got took away on the seventh day.
Yeah.
And he was smashing all the men's ladies. You say he was in jail and still smashing all the men's ladies?
Well, see what happened
he
was.
In prison.
We got,
still
we
getting
got
all
married.
The ladies?
Everybody that came down there to see their husband that wrote down there, when he got down there, they would see him and they started writing to him.
Wow.
From prison.
Okay. Okay. So
anyway,
killed
because one of the guys had like one of the girls that he had that she was sending him money and she was out there for him, and so my husband was in there for defending my honor because I was a virgin when he took it. So anyway, his mother knew I wasn't a hoe, so she made him marry me, and he went to prison for killing one guy for saying I was a hoe, which I wasn't a hoe. Long story, anyway, he did his time in prison, and when he got in prison, he locked up all the other men's women. So when he got home, he got killed because of that. So
wow.
That's a convoluted story, but I put it all into that poem, just so that's how it came out.
I see, because that was a lot. That was a lot. There's a lot to take in. That's why I had to ask the question. You know, it's a lot.
Right.
He lived a lot of life really quick. Damn.
Yeah.
A little piece right there, Mama.
And one
I'm glad that you were able to come through and make it tonight. Yes, I'm
right.
Saying that's 1 week, and that was a lot of life in 1 week.
Yeah.
Wow. I'm glad you were able to make it back and get on the mic. I definitely love hearing your poetry. Love, you know, how you relate and give us that old school spiel and, you know, give us that energy that, you know, we can't get from anyone else. And glad to hear you tonight.
Appreciate it. One love. Love you.
One love. Love you too. All right, so we're going to go back up here so we can get back to where we were. We are 10 minutes from the first break. And, you know, anybody knows how we get down, you know, we're going to hit the break and come back with some host bit. But then we have 937 on the mic.
Good evening.
Good evening. You do us the pleasure of letting everybody know who we have on the mic.
This is Adrienne Simone, a.k.a. Sugar Brown.
Already. Definitely glad you made it back to Renaissance Poetry. You show us some love. Have you enjoyed the show so far?
I have. Quiet Storm, Rain, Joe, LaProlinic, everyone has come bringing their best shit, so I'm only hoping to be able to fall in line. And, of course, coming after Mama Oladeji, you know, that's my Ohio partner there. So, yes, I definitely have been enjoying the show.
Oh, really? Well, we already know how you get down, so you can be humble if you want to, but I'm just going to press mute and let everybody see that you're about to kill it, so. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. This piece doesn't have a name. It's a scribble scrabble work in progress. So I'll read what I have. He dropped and gave me 30 linguistic push-ups, slid his tongue around his clit bar and did 20 chin-ups. until he made my pussy erupt, until he made her give her spit up, then he licked up the drips and gurgled the slurps. Head sipping, he guzzled my ounces, but he didn't burp because he's a gentleman until he's not. Grabbed the reins of my hair and made my ass do a pony trot, the slaps to my skin matching a thrust of dick within. He's making me come again. I'm denouncing my sins as I call on God again. This is a baptism, an erasing of any sex before him. He pulls out and offers me communion. I say, this is my body, and I'm putting you in. What I swallowed was perfection. His cum tastes like immaculate conception, a price paid for the cost of the sexual resurrection from all the tiny deaths died on his erection. More violent than a slave insurrection, he gave me free, told my soul to run, then chased it with his tongue, and chained my melody, and it ran like Django, backed my orgasms into the corner of all three holes, until I creamed like I was whipped. I mean, he didn't feel skinny when he dipped. His pressure against my walls was heavy. I washed over him like Katrina on Louisiana's levees. He swam in my seven seas like a marine, but the air forced from his mouth sounded like my name whispered in a dream. A bite to my neck and he increases my lubrication. I become his water like we have Wonder Twin activation, fluid in these juices as he navigates his vessel of procreation. We make love for fun and fuck for recreation. We recreate our reality. Sex magic manifestation. Soul of a god with the dick of Satan. That's the only way to explain what the hell I'm saying. But he brings out the angel in me. Putting my halo lips on his lingam, I find heaven on my knees. This kind of love is the religion I prayed for. Maybe I can be his Madonna and definitely his whore. With no complex. Like a virgin, he introduced me to real sex. It's in the depth of my love that he found himself titillating while my tits are waiting for the heat of his next breath. He takes all of me until nothing is left. I reciprocate the same and swallow everything except his last name. While he moans, yo, my nasty bitch, I conjure his cum. He calls me Tuchaba, I'm a nasty witch. Spelling my name with my tongue, I got that magical spit. Put on trial for practicing my craft. He is everything to me. And then he takes my ass in peace.
God, look. it's too much. It's too much wordplay. You said it. His cum tastes like immaculate conception, unchained melody,
yeah.
And it ran like Django. He didn't feel skinny when he dipped. Like it's just so many. Like, but I'm a fan of not just wordplay, but you know anime, you know old school cartoons. She did not say I became his water like we became Wonder Twins activation. Wow. Dick of Satan, like Madonna, be his whore, like a virgin, the song, like a virgin, but just conjure his cum. Now I got to get this part here. You say he conjured his cum and he calls you a what?
Tuchaba. It was the first black witch put on trial in the Salem witch trials. She was actually considered to be like African or half black and Native American. So, yeah, Tuchaba.
Cold-blooded. And you took that and put it in this. Okay. We done. You talking about you can't find nobody. We done. Thank you for coming through. As always, I enjoy your poetry. You cold-blooded. Love the wordplay as always. I know Kim cussing on the event page right now. Kim loves. I know she's acting a fool right now. For everything you said, she probably got lines and lines and lines of what you said to her. Thank you again for showing up and showing love. through Renaissance Poetry. Hopefully you continue to listen to the show and enjoy the rest of the poetry.
Absolutely. Thank you. Have a good night.
Already. You see, that's how it's going down, people. That's whatever you feel like spitting, you just come through and spit it. There's nothing stopping you from saying or doing whatever it is you want to say. So we got one more call I believe we can get in before we go to the break. We got 213.
What's going on? My name is Kevin Smith.
What's your name again, sir?
Kevin Smith.
Captain Smith. Okay.
No. Sir, my name is Kevin Smith.
Kevin Smith. All right, man. I was like, wait a minute. I remember you came to the show early on when we started Renaissance Poetry. Welcome back, man.
Yeah, no doubt.
Yeah, I'm great, man. I'm glad you were able to make it tonight. How have you enjoyed what you've heard so far tonight?
Everybody was like dope, and then I knew I was coming in after that one, though. That's perfect.
Right. You got to follow that, right?
I'm gonna try.
I ain't mad at you because I've heard you before, man. I've heard you before. I don't think I'm not worried. I'm not even worried. I heard you before, so you know I'm gonna let you do what you do. I'm gonna press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. We recently reconnected through Instagram suggestions, and after scrolling through all 333 of her timeline pictures, she's just as timeless as I remember. It's as if time stood still for her while I aged like Moses mourning my sister soldier as I struggled emotionally through the coldest winter on record. That's when I became tempted by the devil to accept his benevolence in search of the riches that exist on an unattainable level. And in separation, I let my desperation ignite my lust, which caused me to put my trust in those that showed false empathy and any sort of fake compassion. Now imagine if you could fathom bearing your heart and soul to a black magic dragon whose words are fashioned to make it appear more dashing, only to consume your ancestral light, leaving you fleeting, struggling through life with only a mere fraction. But that's the price that you pay when you pray in desperation for any type of physical attraction. We, being gods in the flesh, are blessed with the power to manifest, so the wish gets granted through the law of attraction. And after a thorough examination of our mathematics, me, combining with a lost soul and subtraction, produce addiction and depression, all forms of self-destruction. For self-preservation, I put my faith in my blessings and pay close attention to the essence of the fruits of my manifesting. And after 8 long years of fighting off the devil and patiently waiting, preparation meets opportunity through a chance reunion. So all of the affirmations whispered in meditation slowly became manifestations. And the moment in love predicted and scripted on papyrus written in dragon's blood, it's now mine for the taking. And that's that piece.
God, look, brother, you are not finna play with me like you ain't sitting here with all these bars spitting out your motherfucking mouth. Like, ridiculous. I'm going to need you to just rewind it a little bit for me. I need the Sister Soldier stanza, brother. I need you to give me the Sister Soldier stanza one more again.
Okay. After scrolling through all 333 of her timeline pictures, she's just as timeless as I remember. It's as if time stood still for her while I aged like Moses mourning my sister soldier as I struggled emotionally through the coldest winters on record.
Damn. All right, so that's a cold-ass line. Then I want you to come and hit me with the last line where you talk about the papyrus and the dragon, but I can't even say it like you did. I need you to go and spit that one more again.
And after 8 long years of fighting off the devil and patiently waiting, preparation meets opportunity through a chance reunion. So all of the affirmations whispered in meditation slowly became manifestations. And the moment in love predicted and scripted on papyrus written in dragon's blood is mine right now for the taking.
Motherfucker, boy. I can't, it's like, that's how you motherfucking spit. You come to the show and your motherfucking spit. That's how you do it. I'm over here excited, brother. Man, where you been at? You supposed to been spitting like that on the show. Where you been?
Man, trying to rebranding myself.
Already, man, I ain't mad at you, brother. I ain't mad at you, but you're cold-blooded. I just got to let you know, man. I appreciate that piece. I thoroughly enjoyed the piece, man. Hopefully, you know, you get to come back and bless us one more time, you know, with your gift. And also, I hope you can continue to listen to the rest of the show. If you do like, you know, what some other people are spitting, him on the event page, let them know. Show that love right back to him. And so what we're going to do right now, we're going to go to the first break. I'm going to play some music, let you guys, you know, set your drinks back up, you know, whatever you got to do to get yourself together. We're going to chill on it. We're going to come back with Host Spit, with myself. We got the Hurricane coming behind me. Then we got Sister Taraji. And then we'll come right back to the callers and let y'all do what y'all do. This is Renaissance Poetry on Epiphany Radio. We'll be right back.
She like Henny and crystals, a little weed in there. Her skin shine like the disco, get tangled up in her hair. Yeah, she like Henny and crystals, a little weed in there. Her skin shine like the disco, get tangled up in her hair. What's your name? What's your sign? What's your moon, your sun, your rise? What's your lies? What's your truths? What's that tattoo on your thigh? What's your occupation? You get off at 9, how about I scoop you up by 10, peek inside your mind? How about you tell me nothing? Let me tell you about you. Right now you acting shy, but I get it about you. But in a good way, you know what I meant. Your headphones in, but I can tell it ain't no music playing in it. But if it was, you probably be listening to Lauryn Hill or something real. But still play Future when you wearing heels. A good mix, a good balance. I'm guessing you a Libra. I'm the money, I'm a Pisces. Pleasure to meet you. Before we split, how about we exchange digits? I know you doing things busy and probably won't hang with me tonight. Well, I don't mind if we just talk for a while. Here go my number to dial. Whatever to make you smile.
She like Henny and crystals, a little weed in there. Her skin shine like the disco, get tangled up in her hair. And she like Henny and crystals, a little weed in there. Her skin shine like the disco, get tangled up in her hair.
How you doing, Miss Lady? Glad you hit me up. See, you a real deal player the way you stood me up. I'm just playing. I know you was busy. I like an independent woman, so it's good you don't need me. But look, I heard you in the crystal, so which one is this? Look, I trade you my rose quartz for your amethyst. I was thinking of turning it to a bracelet. I'm loving this conversation. Let's see how far we can take it. I got a few things that's on my mind. Not attracted by just your vibe, but your body too. I want more. I got a glimpse and it got me tipsy. I'm stumbling, but still sipping. I think I'm falling in love. Love, 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 love. And she like Henny and crystals, a little weak in there. Her skin shine like the disco, get tangled up in her hair. And she like Henny and crystals, a little weed in there. Her skin shine like the disco, get tangled up in her hair.
You out?
Yes, sir, man.
All right, brother. I'ma hit you.
Please,
I got you. I got you. Play back.
Dream. Everybody loves them sunny days, but I need you to let your love
Someone stop the world, yeah. Seems like the moment is coming, I'm gonna get you, girl. Shadows are forming across your part, the vision looks absurd, yeah. Oh, no one around to interrupt the feeling you surveyed. Oh, imagine if it was, if this was you. Imagine you're here with me. Not some dream like fantasy where you wake up to life's tragedy or how it was a travesty that it really wasn't my body that you were touching, but really here with me, fitting like puzzle pieces or angles or trigonometry. Quadratic equations, be it real or complex, love solution is quantified, and it's amazing, see, it's mathematics. So even by the numbers, we beat the averages. Want to make you forget what average is. Unlock the hurt places in you so we can both live where the damage is. Show you that for you I'm willing to pay for the damages. Wrap you in these arms and let you heal like bandages, see. I can love on you all day. Make love hot yet slow like lava flow covered in ash and stay that way. Together forever, something like a lifetime where we died in a fiery embrace on our last day in Pompeii. Lost in your eyes, the world stopped, but the song still plays from today until dying cells decay. My world may have stopped years ago, but for me it's still the same day. She touches me in the same way, feelings reciprocating like circulation in a 360-degree rotation. It's obvious God made us this way. Oblivious to all distractions, finally, here with me. And it's only because we're about to stop the world tonight. No matter if the thunder booms from the sky or if lightning strikes, we'll only hear the melody of our own songs, walk to the ode of our own poems. Thousands of nights can go by unknown till the world falls into an abyss. And even then, we'll never know. Because while the world ends for everyone else, we have created our own renaissance. And we're back. I'm going to bring in my co-host, Kim Brella Renee, in the building. We got Taraji in the building. Bring her in right quick. What's going on, Kim? How you feeling?
Peace. I'm like over here on a damn high. Like, I just, you know, I live for moments like this because I'm just such a fan of art. I just want to shout out everybody that hit the mic from the first poet up until now. Like, y'all all are so amazing. I love the way you stretch your pen. I love your creativity. I got to shout out Kevin Smith. It's been so long, brother, since I heard you, and you came through and slayed the mic. Like, dope. Keith, man, you just, I swear, like, you just are in a lane of your own, like, from your cadence and your witty wordplay, your references. Like, there's nobody that sounds like you. There's nobody that comes remotely close. Like, lines like lost in your eyes, the world stops, but the song still plays. Like, damn, like, oh. We walk to the old of our own home. Like, man, damn. Your words just stick with people. Like, you got to stay on them. You got to stay with it. It stays with you for a minute. It's like you be sitting there thinking, and then you got another line and another line. So dope. So dope.
Yeah. I appreciate that. I like my nerd play, so, I mean, the lines in the front, you know, most people tell me they get lost in there, but I'm going to spit it. I like the piece. Nobody likes the trigonometry lines and all that. That's all good. I'm going to do me. I appreciate
it. It ain't that nobody likes the lines, man. That's a crack.
I'm just tripping because one of my homeboys told me, like, I don't know what the hell you're talking about. You lost me at trigonometry. So
Here we go.
Yeah.
Here you go. You getting ready to do that?
He really didn't say the shit. He really didn't say the shit, though. I'm just saying.
I can't.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Y'all see how I dismember all of that? I ain't gonna let y'all. Y'all ain't
gonna
about to do.
Yeah, we see.
Break all that down.
Whatever.
Y'all ain't about to be,
what?
You know, trying to humble me on the mic. I'm the host. I ain't trying to be humble.
Can't
I'm gonna go to y'all. Hurricane.
No one
we gonna go
ever.
To the hurricane
no one
like
is
we always do.
No one's dealing with it.
We gonna go to the hurricane because she gonna spit.
That's okay. I got the power with a pen. I'm on the event page. Aha.
She's going to make everybody forget I just spit. So I'm going to tell y'all
this brother,
this brother
can never take a compliment and just keep on moving. Like, he can't
just,
never.
I appreciate it, though.
Like,
no, I do take the compliment. I do
you, what's that? Wait. What's that line from Kings of Comedy? You know, all that money Luther had, his curl never quite. Yeah, that's you with the compliment.
Never quite.
Let the compliments curl.
I thought you were
going to
say something about
back,
the line
you know
in the other poem. I put the curl in quite right in the poem. I thought you was going
there.
That's
right.
But it's all good.
You can never let the compliment curl all the way around.
Big Luther, little Luther.
You know what? I ain't mad at it because Luther was a genius. If the curl wasn't quite white when he was the genius, I don't want the curl that curled over because, you know, little Luther wasn't the same. I'm good. See what I mean? And he's still doing it.
This is what
we're
talking about. This is what we have to go through in the background, ladies and gentlemen.
Y'all see
right
that?
Here.
Ladies
this is what we
and
got
gentlemen.
Do. Mr. Perfectionist, right here. That's what we got to do.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I'm not mad at being the one that had the not completely cooked curl. You know, that's fine. It went all the way right.
God.
It wasn't done.
Okay.
We talking about how you can't let the compliments curl all the way around. That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Do me a favor. But
put away the blog, everybody that's listening,
you know, normally we just kind of like roll into it. So y'all bear with us because they just give me a hard time tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we gonna let y'all see what they do. You know. So we got the hurricane coming up. Like I was trying to tell y'all. You know, batten your hatches, put everything you can in front of the window.
Oh, boy.
Protect yourself from the flood, people. Because here come the hurricane. Right behind her is coming Taraji. I'm going to press mute. The mic is yours. That's how we do it.
Oh, you see what I'm doing? Oh, all right. I got you, Keith. I got you. All right, here we go, y'all. His mind print remains framed on my walls as I begin to mind trip from all the souvenirs that his eyes gift me with each and every time. His air is refined, and everything he touches blushes his essence. His presence is too grand to be kept a secret, silenced by sealed lips or even a muted tongue, as his energy calls bluffs, dubbing the most persuasive denier a liar. Minutes, seconds, hours, and days have passed, yet still his grasp has yet to loosen or fade. So I wear him. His story surrounds me, and I know his author. See, I'm anointed in the reed as it feeds me in spiritual increments, steady. He is homework that laid foundation of algorithms and calculations with the fragrance of consistent stimulation that occupies his space when he leaves. See, he's that aftermath where you just have to ask if it adds up to 2 points determining a mutual line of magnetic pull or the subtraction of conclusion jumping from what could be respect intercepting carnal passes in a time where coquetry is a sport and virtue is trapped within open holes filled with misguided erection. He comes bearing lessons with the most humble inflection that can be worn through any walk of life, because he is culture, an embodiment of many things, aware and collectively peace. His war
only threatens to lift you from your mind grave, destroy counterproductive brigades, and breed with you in the fortitude of being whole and bright. His voice, it's like passionate chemistry with a righteous delivery, and it moves through crowds, bowing loud egos and raising brows, exuding the kind of rich savor that your ears and pores adore. Bonds form effortlessly through his cohesion, and there's no specific occasion or reason required when he inspires. He was hired by something higher. I even admire his perspire as it drips manifestation, and he wears it like the finest cologne. As we grow from the roots of truth, where lies have no shelter to hide, nor hindrance in our rise. That's my piece.
See what I told you? You see what I told you, people?
Mm-hmm.
All the wordplay. All the wordplay in that piece. All the wordplay. Hurricane knows she cold-blooded. Like, seriously. Y'all got to hear how she spits the piece, how her cadence goes along like she has a whole rhythm to it, and then she hits us with the intellectual. Well, come on. She knows she cold-blooded. She knows she cold-blooded. Taraji, what you got to say?
You already know. Man, all I'm going to say is my sister girl is a beast, and she always have the cadence. She always got the wordplay. She got the metaphors. Like, she dope. Like, what else? I mean, you heard her. It don't need no words. Period.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Yeah, yeah. Get all the tissue. Get all them flowers, Kim. Take all them flowers. You talking about me? Take all the flowers.
Oh, now he gonna tell somebody take some flowers.
Now it's your turn because you gonna have to take some flowers too after you spit. Don't play. It's your turn. We both in the press mute.
Oh,
mic is yours. Don't play.
Wait. Y'all gotta get ready. She about to spit my piece, y'all. She about to spit my piece. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. My bad. Okay. I'm done.
I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. I know I've been changed. The angels in the heavens done made a sign. My name, Lord, I know I've been changed from the mainframe of the mainstream, always in the midst of a spiritual transformation, revolution, transformation, transformation. As I look in the mirror of infinities, I can see myself multiplied times many, noticing a metamorphosis, a minute metamorphosis from a caterpillar to a butterfly as I spread my wings from being unlocked to being a Nazi dread locked into the Father Creator's frequency. So sweet, so sweet, so sweet are his octaves of positive vibration. Because Babylon can't oil me. Babylon can't mess with me, can't test with me. Because the Holy Spirit has taken control over my mind, my body, my soul. My mind, my body, my soul has been anchored in the fullness of his most high grace. Has slowed down my pace to smell the roses. To smell the roses. And to smell the roses. It's to see the world through open eyes, and to see the world through open eyes is to see the inevitable demise of my natural man and submit to the spiritual energy of my spirit man, my inner man, only to realize that in this world, the only thing that I can change, in this world, the only thing that I can change or rearrange, note to myself, is me. Lord, I
know I've been changed. Lord, I know I've been changed. Lord, I know I've been changed because the angels in the heavens, they done signed my name, changed my peace.
So she's going to come through and spit, you know, her famous piece on us and say, that's all right. I don't mind being outside and everything. That's all good. You know, I appreciate that.
No,
I love that.
No,
Keith, that's my shit right Keith, there. Huh?
The way she sing when she come in, though, like that,
you know,
soulful voice. Woo!
Look,
every time.
Can't
like,
everybody
I don't
do that.
Care how many times
everybody can't do
that. I hear that piece. Damn.
Absolutely, absolutely love that piece. Glad to hear it. Glad that you are back doing what you love. Get to hear that energy come out of that piece. And you get to share it with everybody because, you know, you don't realize how many people miss you and miss you spit, you know.
Man, okay. I'm going to take
it. Playing.
I took the flowers. I'm taking the flowers, okay?
All right, okay. Take the flowers.
I'm taking the flowers.
All right, so we
Cause you know what I told you about
the people
in Sam's Club.
Yeah. No, we don't need none of that.
We're not playing with the people in Sam's Club.
Indulging us tonight at our host spit, you know, letting us come and do what we do and share with y'all. You know, and so what we're going to do is bring it back to y'all. And, you know, my sis stars are going to take care of the event page and have them, they're going to go back over there and show the love to the poets. I'm going to bring in Born to Write. Let me make sure I got your number straight. She says she's ready to come spit. All right. How you feeling tonight, sis?
Hey, peace and love, Keith. Eric, how you doing?
I'm great. We just had a little more fun than we normally do on our host spit. Shit, I'm great.
Man, listen, this is so surreal right now. I'm going to tell you why, because when I hit Blog Talk Radio, I don't know, I want to say 15 or 14 years ago now, excuse me, I had to go after Kimbrella Renee and Melissa Just Meet a Poet on Enigmatic Mahogany Show. And I remember being terrified, and I inboxed Enig. I did, listen, sis, I'm going to skip tonight. and I inboxed Kim and Melissa, too, and I told them the same thing. I said, because I don't do what you guys do. Like, I don't know what you just did, but that's not what I do. I write poetry, you know what I mean? And it's so wonderful to be celebrating 20 years after getting out of fear and self-worth and just doubt, low self-esteem, and coming on the mic and to be able to be back here to go after Kim is just, she's so fire. And Sister Taraji, they so dope. I'm like, really, I got to go after them again? But this is just a moment. So thank you for that, Keith, but thank you.
Hey, that's life. That's life. And so
that's right. And singing in that piece, I love it. Right.
Now, what was you about to say?
I said, and you know, we go back so far. You remember when I used to want to write, I wanted to show a sexier side of my pen, and you and I would inbox back and forth, and I was so nervous to share it out loud. And Joe went on that journey with me, my big bro Joe, you know, the verbal mind dancer.
I ain't ever going to forget that.
It was so back in the day.
A lot
like,
of different reasons.
Video,
I'm not going to forget that one.
I know. I mean, for real. Okay, but I could go on and on. I'm sure you got other people here waiting and things of that nature. But
all right.
It's just all love.
So, yeah, you know, you
got
to get back to work, like you were saying, as well. So we're going to let you, you know, show the love back to everybody that you heard tonight. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Born to Write. First I was afraid. I was petrified. I thought I couldn't live without you, baby, in my life. But I got so much love to give, and I still got all my life to live. I will survive. I have survived. Hey, hey.
So this poem is going to be violently vulnerable. Vulnerable only to the heart, not the body nor the art. So you try to destroy me like those waves crashing into Noah's ark, knowing that I came to you especially and righteously from my heart. And I'm not saying I was perfect, but I surely did deserve it and worthy of nothing more or less than the truth. You tried to destroy me because of the same light you say you fell in love with but couldn't control. And I told you honestly I was refreshingly bold, that I'm not your average soul. Born in church, raised in them streets. I told you before that I bring that heat. And I was afraid, I was petrified because you tried to destroy me with your falsehoods and your lies. Going in dark corners and secret despairs. Running my name through the mud as if you didn't care. See, first I was afraid. Keith, I was petrified. I thought I couldn't live without that player in my life. But I've got so much love to give. And even though I'm in my 40s, I still got so much life to live. And I will survive. I have survived. Hey, hey. See, maybe I was COVID lonely. And perhaps that's why your slithering tongue was easily, deceptively coming with charm to console me. And you, for you, I almost would have did anything. You tried to destroy me with talk of wedding rings, and the mention of you makes my stomach cringe. Now listen, I'm not saying that I'm perfect again. I'm not saying that I am your savior as if I am the brown Christ just because I did you favors, connected you with those you couldn't even get a call through. At the end of the day, beside the art, I could have loved you. And that's what I love about poetry. I can be so vulnerable while still being discreet. And in fact, I think I did love you. I offered you loyalty and my friendship, a listening ear, an unwavering righteous love affair. And many laughed at your nothingness, swearing that we didn't compare, and teased me about your useless wit, that you would never change, thoughtless comments, that you were so strange in the game. But you, my friend, you, I thought you could change. And you have no idea, as I end this piece, how you had me whipped, lost in the moment, as if I was swept away off of my feet, with one red shoe waiting for me to go home. So you tried to destroy me with the secrets that I told you, but I earned the right on my throne, and it wasn't easy, and it's been sleazy, but you, I thought, would please me. And see, first I was afraid. I was petrified. I thought I couldn't live without you, baby, in my life. But I've got so much love to give. And I still got all my life to live. And I will survive. I will survive. Hey, hey. Born to write. That's that piece.
All right, so, you know, I was about to go through all the lines, you know, that you said, but all I got to say is I knew you did not put my name in that song and sing you did not need that player in your life.
Not in you, insinuating that, bringing, for those listening, just bringing the moment into the poetry, that's all. I do that a lot.
Yeah, so. I ain't mad at it. I just wasn't ready. Ready, but that says a lot about you and your style and your ability and all of that stuff. Yeah, it's been a minute since I heard you, so I'm glad that you were able to make it to the show tonight. Like I said, I know you got to, you know, get back to your job and everything, so I appreciate you taking the time and making a moment. And hopefully you can continue to listen to the show.
Absolutely, I will, Keith, and I do want to say that for those listening, I will hear it later tentatively. For the last 2 years, really, I've been working like these hours, evening hours, so blogging and even going live a lot, it's just like it's been so crazy. So it feels good to be here, and I'm grateful for the love and everything, 100. As you say, already.
Indeed. I appreciate you again, and like I said, hope you continue to listen to the show, and we'll see you next time.
You got it.
All righty, so we can go to the next caller here. We have 323 on the mic.
My man, Mr. Keith, this is Sincere from Los Angeles. You want me to follow that and the rest of the spit holes y'all singing? I don't have vocals.
Absolutely. Absolutely, that's what I expect you to do. Absolutely. You pressed one, didn't you? You pressed one,
right.
I know, I expect you, motherfucker, right. All right. Exactly. You ain't come to play. Fuck all that. You know, we ain't scared, you know. Shit, we ain't got yellow stripes on our backs over here, shit.
No. My Afro-Caribbean side won't allow me to have no yellow. It don't look nice.
That's all I'm talking about. But yeah, man, I hope that you've been enjoying the show so far. Man, I know, like,
I love
everybody. It's probably a little more wild
fire
than we normally are, but you know, I'm loving it because it's organic. You know what I'm saying? We have a
right
time, so I'm hope that everybody's, you know, able to continue to enjoy us as we're enjoying this. But with that being said, brother, you know, I know you came to do your thing, you know, you're not intimidated, so I want to see what you brought to the stage, man. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Black is golden. That's a disclaimer from the white Republicans. Dialing my unapologetic demeanor for being black is an honor. So kiss my oil bead, sincerely, freedom to choose from dyed water and distilled water. Soft, passive parts speaking out against they will lead you either dead or wanted, offering crumb cakes and coffee as a side hustle. Media influence inspired by Mahalia Jackson. And we shall die due to us still water killing us for the corporate headquarter of dressing in which we live and don't own. That means stop killing each other for a neighborhood that you don't work in. They want that. Ask the Undertaker. Ace, right, reserved for those still being sickened by those trying to sell new faith inside a house full of promise. YouTube antagonists, front-eating white crackers agenda. Double down, white chocolate is better than you and me. Black is golden. That's a disclaimer. I'm Sincere from Los Angeles. That's that piece.
Dropping them jewels as always, man. Look, ain't too many lines for me to even mess with, brother. Here's the gem of all gems. My man said, dyed water is still water. I'm done with you. Dyed water is still water. That's what you actually wrote? You actually wrote that, brother?
Yes.
We done. I'm going to the next caller. I appreciate you coming through, man. Hope you come back. Hope you can come back and do some of that shit. He actually wrote that shit. All right, bro. I appreciate you, as always.
No doubt.
And again.
Blessing.
Again, come through, brother, already. All right, we got the next caller here. Before I go to the next caller, I just want to remind everybody who's listening, we got about 20 minutes before we go to the extended version of the show. And what happens is, if you're listening on the computer, once 20 minutes hits, the show will be over for you. If you want to continue to listen, you want to call in to 319-527-6300. What we have is the ability to go into overtime so all the people who are still on in queue will have an opportunity to spit. That third hour is normally for everybody who's been waiting and been patient, and we're able to get you in, and that's exactly what we're going to do. But I just want everyone else to know, if you still want to continue listening, you got 20 minutes to call in and continue to listen. With that being said, we can go to the next caller. We have 901 on the mic.
Good evening, everyone. How you doing?
I am great. Now, I know who this is, but if you would be so kind as to let everyone know who's listening, who we have on the mic.
This is Serena Butterfly Brown, also known as Scorpion. What's up, people? What's up, Mr. Keith?
Already. I'm great. I just want to ask a question because, you know, since you and your sister are brain twins, did she not kill it or not? Did Cambrilla not kill it? That's all I'm going to say.
Cambrilla always kill it. I just have to sit there and just shake my damn head in a good way.
Right?
Okay? Dope as hell. Trisha. Oh, outstanding, honey.
outstanding. You just sent chills throughout my whole body. For real, that was dope. Me and your ass. Quit playing.
I'm bringing it back around to you.
Man, that was a magnificent ass piece. And then with your singing and everything, just like an additional treat. I mean, that was beautiful, sexy, intelligently spoken. That was, I love that piece. I love it. And I love everybody that has spoke. I mean, just dope as hell. Dope as hell, as always.
Yeah, tonight.
Dope as hell. It never fails.
Tonight has been amazing. That's what I love about the show. You're so diverse. So many people come through with their own brand of poetry, their own style of poetry, and that energy that, you know, we reciprocate, it's been beautiful. And so with that being said, you know, we all know that you cold-blooded too, so I'm going to let you contribute. So I'm going to press mute, the mic is yours.
Yes, sir. Breathing. Expeditiously. My chest is heavy. From the heat that he gives me, lit from my observation, he commits arson, conjuring an untamable fire. He feeds the heated desire as it spreads throughout my entire euphoria conceived from my cerebrum to my yoni and everything in between. This illuminates each aspect of my chi. I feed vampirishly off of his energy, sucking in air ever so deeply, insatiable. I'm panting, an unquenchable wanting. I am consumed within his fire. An extinguisher isn't warranted. The sheep. I'm tightly gripping and biting. Crimson flame surrounds me. Visually and psychologically astounded is he. My zodiac is his aphrodisiac. See, he knows what sets me ablaze. My fetish is guiding him towards all of my ways. This feeling, I'm tired of fighting. My body, he enlightens. He's invited to worship within my temple. My thoughts run amok as my own. Two fingers begin pinching my left nipple, causing electrifying ripples. I'm heavily breathing as the sensation sends smoke signals, while the other hand slides slowly over my V. My flesh pulsates. The V is still cut as I grind and direct. I succumb to his heat, which sweetly tortures me. His words are orgasmically potent. This feeling is more than an ordinary notion. He mixes my elixir as if it's his potion, but I'm cosmically floating, just thinking and fantasizing. He provokes my mental. He's like a scientist, and I'm his subject. Thus, we mix like chemistry. He has such an uncanny propensity to understand my intense complexities. The inquisitor may see it as lust, yet it's quite deeper. I consider him as my sexy heat seeker. This invigorates and invokes me to combust. He spreads my particles throughout the night sky like incandescent, ethereal stars. And peace, butterfly.
That wasn't butterfly. That was definitely scorpion. Because you killed that shit. Shit.
Thank you.
I need to check on Joe. You all right, Joe? I think you might have. think you might have gave Joe a heart attack out there on the event page. I'm just worried about him.
Hey, Joe. He okay?
From my cerebrum to my yoni, My zodiac is aphrodisiac, and then, you know, you got the tired of the fight. And I'm listening to your words, but you know what? This is where I think Joe passed out because you said twitching the left nipples. I think he wasn't ready for that. I just want y'all to check on Joe. His words are orgasmically potent. He mixes my elixir. You had so many lines here that I immediately thought about Joe, and he's just been he's been struggling with some of you ladies come through and spit that fire. You hit us with that southern, you know, that sexy Southern Belle voice. You know, you took it all the way there. And
Oh wow!
I just need y'all to check on Joe. I just need y'all to check. Okay. I mean, that's my boy. I just need y'all to check on Joe.
Joe, okay. Yeah. You know how we do.
That's unfair. That's unfair to Joe. He wasn't ready. I gotta warn Joe. But yeah, you spit the shit out of that piece. No bullshit. Like, seriously. I always love your cadence. I love how you have the ability to delve into the piece. And it's funny because, you know, I keep hearing that you're shy. But that ain't a shy piece. And you definitely don't spit it like you're shy. I ain't trying to hear it. That's how you learn how to spit. I appreciate you coming through and giving us that love and giving us that dope-ass piece. And as you know, like I said, everybody, I hope you're able to continue to listen to the show and show love to other poets. And I know they show love to you after that piece. So I definitely appreciate you coming through. Hope to see you again next show.
Already.
Brain twin. I know you got something to say on the event page. You might want to check on Kim, too. I think she might be out there. So might want to check that, too.
I will. Thank you.
Already. Indeed. All right, we're going to go to the next caller here. We got 346 on the mic. 346, are you muted? All right, you might be muted or maybe just come back to you. So, you know, we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 506 on the mic.
Hi.
Well,
great
hello.
Show.
Who do we have on the mic? Thank you.
This is Lady A calling from Canada.
Already. Thanks, A. You know, glad you were able to make it back to the show. Have you enjoyed everything so far?
Yes, I have. It's been great listening to all the poets.
Indeed. Well, I'm glad again like you were able to make it. So I know you brought you a piece, so I'm going to press mute. Mike is yours.
Okay, it's called Layla's Lantern. Scarlet silk sweeps, swirls, swings, reflects moon's light. Upon rocks she stands, weeps, wails into the endless night. Scarlet silk flows like his blood flowed in the morning light. A beacon on the shore guides the lost souls back to life. Winds whisper wistfully while waves crash on the rock. They pity her. They know he is not coming back. Winds whisper wistfully, wishing they could turn the clock. Layla's lit lantern, village ladies mock. Amphitrite, goddess of the ocean, hears her lament above the din. Scarlet silk dress, woman heeds, steps into the water to follow him. Amphitrite, ocean goddess, lights the way. In the deep they swim, his blood washed away, red ribbons in the sea. She is free of sin. There is an affinity between oceans and the two lovers' eternity. End poem.
I always love how you can incorporate the nature into your pieces. And I'm very curious about how you were inspired to write this piece. As you were talking about the goddess lights the way, blood washed away. Just if you wouldn't mind giving a bit of a background as to how you came about this writing this piece.
Much of my love poetry for certain is because I had lost my great love, many years ago. He took his own life, and my life changed forever in many, many ways. And I still love him.
Indeed, indeed. Well, thank you for letting us know. And I look forward to you coming back and sharing your poetry with us, and I hope that you can continue to enjoy the show tonight.
Thank you very much for the opportunity. I appreciate it.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thanks
thank
again.
You.
All right, so that was Lady A. We'll go to the next caller. Here we have 713 on the mic, right before I pull her in. You guys have about 5 minutes to call into the show if you want to continue listening. If not, enjoy as much as you can, and we'll see you next show. Coming in, 713 on the mic.
Mr. Keith.
Yo, what's going down?
All right, all right. James Rencher, a.k.a. Sir Lawrence.
Hey, man, what's going down?
Everything's on the one, man. I think this first time I've been on your show.
I believe so. I believe so. I definitely
yeah.
appreciate you
enjoying
pressing one, man.
Indeed, indeed.
Already. So I know that, you know, you've been listening and you still want to spit that piece, so I'm feeling like you got that energy for it. So, you know, I'm going to let you do your thing. I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
All right. Augmentation of creation. I still remember my first experience with this phenomenon. Even though psychologists claim plague of the mind, it is in fact a study of psychology. It's a soliloquy of sorts, but then the acting participants also know. It was a Saturday night, and the mood was right. We pulled into the valet curve. The feeling mighty good, like the upper half of a million. She stuck her leg out and her toe touched the earth, and three more attendants rushed over like no one else was there. While double-checking with my reflection, I could have sworn the whole edifice leaned towards her as we made our way to the door. Coming up the escalator as she hooked her arm with mine, we shared a look of what we were going to do once this night was through. We stepped into the ballroom, everyone dressed to impress. And that's when it struck. The black woman's redesigned malfunction. Here, the original woman. The woman, after seeing her beauty, he had to change the name of so many things as to remind him of her. The woman, all women wanted to emulate. This woman, even her breast milk chosen over another woman's. The woman whose strength is unmatched. This woman, the black woman. When other women stand next to her, their looks are nothing more than a whisper of her beauty. This human being who the sun chose to look upon gifted her with skin that comes in so many shades, choosing from the full spectrum. And now, it's a variety pack that doesn't know how to act. Changed to question reality. blaming it on what's been put in her mind instead of believing her own eyes. Creating adaptations of herself like a fetish with glue. Wonder how much passed through the pores onto the brain before it sealed shut. Imitating eye and hair colors that come from a deficiency. Then taxing the eyelids with added weight. How much strength would it later take just to open your eyes? Rejecting the sun's gift for bleach. Transfer injections, overriding the counterbalance of weight. Taxing bone and muscle groups with what they were not designed for. The whole idea is making biological think it needs to be artificial. Next, get the men to devalue women by becoming women, and all are confused. Now look at who is being targeted. Sir Lawrence.
Sir Lawrence, you better motherfucking uplift if you're going to uplift. Shit, I ain't mad at you. You better motherfucking uplift. This man is putting it out there. The black woman's pre-designed mouth. This woman, all women wanted to emulate. This woman, even her breast milk, chosen over other women. When other women stand next to her, they are only a whisper of her beauty. You had a lot to say, but you put it in a way that was telling us how you felt about the black woman from the original place and from a place in you that we don't really get to hear from many brothers. So I applaud you for writing a piece like that, for spitting a piece like that, for coming through and sharing that tonight, because there are women right now, I'm telling you, who have already hit me up saying that they felt good about this piece, they appreciate this piece, that you killed it, and they felt honored. So, brothers, kudos to you, man.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Already. Hope you're able to continue to listen to the show and hit up the event page, man, see what's going down. Like I said, you might have some people talking to you, so, you know, hit them back and, you know, and continue to show love to other poets if you get opportunity.
Indeed, because sometimes some things need to be said.
Already. All right, that was Sir Lawrence coming through, ripping the mic. We got 267 on the mic.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Eric?
Oh, shit. What's going on with you, brother?
Hey, man. Chilling, listening to the show, man, enjoying it. You know, real quick, I want to say my condolences to Mama O for losing her mother. Shout out to Sister Taraji and the Hurricane for doing their thing. I mean, it's definitely a great feeling checking you out over here.
Already. You know, it's been a minute since I heard you. I know who it is. Why don't you let everybody who's listening know who we're talking to right now?
Yeah, this is Kane Spade, CEO over there at DSR All Damn Day.
All Damn Day. Well, it's been a minute, man. Glad to hear you on the mic.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it, man. Yeah, I know you got a lot of callers up in here, man, so I'm going to hit you with this piece, and I'm going to fade to black.
Already. Well, I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
This piece is untitled. Man, I don't even feel like naming this shit. 2021, new year this year. Feel like I need to be on that out sharp and slow. For goodness sake, we open this year as a murder case. Toast the streets with blood. Somebody dropped the cake. I need to discard all the fakes, red line through many Facebook friends. As I'm sorry to say, I'm prepared for future wakes. Don't forget the protocol still in session, for goodness sake. I still say mask up. Don't forget about what I said about future wakes. The White House incident, that shit got me saying for fuck's sake. The Secret Service, the police, the army, what the fuck? No consequences, white privilege, their religion like on the back of a buck, saying in God we trust, what God do they mean? White supremacists just showed their power, their hands were litless. Do you see that reach? Now do you realize why poets preach? I see the future as I turn off the light, prepare for the dark. Training needs to start before that ultimate spark. Dominance and evil revealed by one act, one puppet, unseated as the Illuminati just showed emotion. Racism remains deep like an endless ocean. How many would drown before they see the surface? Is it a curse or just humanity's choice to remain corrupt, greedy, jealous? I mean, is it human to be rich with sin? And that's always from DSR, All Damn Day.
All Damn Day. That's what I'm talking about, brother. I certainly miss your particular cadence and spit, man. I see what you did there. For goodness sake, open up this year with a murder case. You said, I'm prepared for future wakes. The White House incident's got me saying, for fuck's sake. And you were spitting right there, bro. You're dropping some jewels and everything, man. It's been so long since I heard you spit, bro. Man, I'm so glad you came through.
Hey, man. Appreciate it, man. Appreciate the platform you got here, man. Renaissance Poetry, man. The feedback. Keep doing your thing, man. You know it's all about poetry. It's all about spoken word.
Indeed. You know what it is. It's always been the same for me, you know. I love the art. That's what I'm here for. Nothing else but that. I truly enjoy listening to people spit. I get involved in their poetry. I get excited. I'm smiling. I'm like, if people could see me over here when I'm listening to people, I'm writing down when I'm writing, but I have to stop sometimes because I'm like tripping, like, oh, he really said that shit. Like, I enjoy this, brother, man. Really, really do.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, man. One love, one mic.
Already. DSR All Damn Day on the mic. We'll go to another 267 we have on the mic. Hey.
What's good?
Man,
the pearl and
angle. Everything is good. Everything is good. Glad to see you make it to the show.
Oh, yeah.
You got to go out to Kane Spade and everything. Both of y'all 267, so I know y'all going to do what it do.
Yo, I got to follow them poets. Oh, my God. I'm going to try. I'm going to try.
Hey, you always do well. Ain't nobody trying to hear all that shit. Y'all be tripping me. I ain't going to hear that shit.
Oh.
So, I know you've
always
enjoyed the show so far. I'm glad that
you were
patient enough to wait. And everybody who's still in queue, I appreciate you guys being patient and allowing the poetry to flow organically. And enjoy the poets, you know, because I know a lot of people come and they just want to spit, but I see so many people actually enjoying other poets, and it's beautiful. So I just want to thank everybody for listening and being patient for the opportunity to spit. But I know you're just about to get into your piece, so I'm going to let you do what you do. I'm going to press mute. Mike.
Thank you. I call it rain and love come full force. He makes love to her in the rain because he knew of her love of water and that it heals her. He loves the way her hair rests on her shoulders when it's wet and how the shine of her melanin is enhanced by tiny droplets of fresh falling. He watches her get drenched before he touches her because he knows that when two givers indulge in such a connection, it's like magic, and he is an alchemist. She stands obediently, motionless, allowing him to indulge in the visual of raindrops performing pirouettes on her skin. After she's completely soaked, he approaches, and with every step forward, he can feel the heightened intensity of her energy. When their bodies tuck in and whispers in her ear, "I'm jealous of the world for keeping you away from me. Your scent is intoxicating, so I'm going to use my body to worship you." Then he bites her and sucks on her neck, just hard enough to leave his mark, because he wants the world to know she belongs to someone, that she belongs to him. They share a passionate kiss, but he stops and looks in her eyes. She knows submission is everything to him, so she nods and tells him, "My yes," before time began. And that caused his nature to rise and harden. So now, it was a must he taste her before entering. He wrapped his arms around her and started kissing her with more passion, gently backing her against the tree. He knelt down and lifted her leg over his shoulder, kissed her thigh, and used his lips to part her lips. Her wetness was so silky and different from the wetness of the rain, and he loved it. Grabbed her ass and began sucking her clit until he could feel her about the climax. As her body shook, he continued to suck and make circles around her clit with his tongue. She tried to push him away after coming, but he just put his mouth closer and pushed harder. With his face buried in, determined to get what he wanted, he needed her to squirt, to gush. He needed to drink her deep, and he did. He could feel her body weaken after making her come so hard, so he lay them on the grass. Kissing and caressing each other's body, she wanted to taste him as he tasted her, because he wanted more of her life-giving water. He wanted her to come when he came, so she looked at him and said, "May I?" And he nodded and pulled her up to sit on his face. She kissed his thighs as she stroked his dick, and her mouth just watered, sucking his balls, popping them in back and forth until she couldn't take it anymore. Come again for control, and she was determined to win. She held him in and giving him a few more strokes before kissing the head. She let the saliva build in her mouth and slid her lips over the tip and down slowly but firm, until she couldn't go any further, and she gagged. Then sucking back up to the head, allowing the saliva to run down while her tongue did circles around the head. She bobbed up and down several times until he moaned. She knew he was about to reward her because he released her clit. The more she sucked, the more he moaned, and the juicier her mouth got, the wetter she got. She gave one last deep throat, and he squeezed her thighs, saying, "Oh, shit, fuck, baby." And that took her over the top. And she came as she milked him deep. And that's that piece.
Yeah, y'all check on Joe. Y'all check on Joe. Y'all showing y'all ass tonight.
I'm glad you like it.
I have never heard you do a piece. I've heard you do a piece, but not as like you was saying the shit tonight. It was like, it would be like you set me up because you was talking all sweet. You know, it's the brain and his magic and alchemy, and he's whispering in the ear, and I'm jealous of the world and keeping you away from me, and passionate kisses, and then it turned to legs over the shoulders, and
gluttonous climaxes and cum on the tip,
yeah,
circling and you said the circles that she was doing and then the cum circling on his head. Look.
Yeah.
Sucking his what? I don't think I've ever heard you say balls. I was
balls.
Sucking his what?
Back and forth. Yeah,
a game of control. She's determined
look
to win. You said she slid the lips over the tip and she gagged. I don't think I've ever heard you say these words. Check on Joe, people. Check on Joe, everybody.
Yeah,
I'm too young for this.
You know
I'm just, I was not prepared for. It's just,
this
is X-rated.
Rain, good.
Yeah, you just more than the rain. I think y'all outdid the rain. In this particular piece, because y'all's cum was apparently defying the laws of gravity. So a lot of encircling is going on in this particular poem. And, yeah, so, you know, his tongue was circling, her cum was circling. I don't know what to do with you tonight. I'm going to let you go and sit down because I need to check on Joe myself. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to let you go have a seat. I'm here, Joe, in the inbox. I need to make sure he's all right. But yeah, I appreciate you coming through tonight. As always, I enjoy. I really enjoyed this piece because I just was not prepared. You know, you usually come through with a nice little short piece and a little lovely thing, and then you just came through and just wet everything up tonight. So it's your fault. I'm going to send you the bill. You got to pay for it. I'm not mopping that up.
Adrian Simone started this, not me.
No, ma'am, because I was prepared for Adrian Simone. I already had the squeegee out. I already knew. I had the squeegee out. I put the towels on the floor, all that stuff. I was ready. When the hurricane get on, I know how to batten the hatches. I know I protect my house from the flood. You came in. I'm not even going to play with you. I'm just going to send you the bill. I ain't paying. I'm not doing this. I'm just going to send you the bill.
Oh,
yeah, I appreciate
you
as always again for showing love to the show
man.
And enjoying with us tonight. And we're going to go ahead and get the next caller. But again, you know, if you continue to listen to the show, please show love to the other poets. I'm pretty sure somebody got something to say to you on the event page, so check that out.
I'm going right over there.
I'll see you next time.
All right. Thank you, Keith. One love, one life.
Already. Indeed. So many people coming out showing their entire ass tonight. I wasn't ready. We got 916 on the mic.
Huh? Oh, it's me. Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on, brother? Why don't you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight?
I came in the room and my wife had your show on. I was like, oh, is that Keith, the Renaissance poet? Like, all right, let me jump on here. This is Bieber. How you doing, man?
Yeah, because you didn't tell him who you was.
Who was it again?
Be Real.
Where have y'all been? Man, it's been a long. What's going on?
Babies and bills.
Oh, it's been a long, brother. It's been a long time. Good to hear you, man. Good to hear the wife
Same
as
here.
Well. Hope both of you guys doing good.
Oh yeah, we're doing good, man. Just hearing these voices, man. Just taking back to BPC, man.
Right. This is like a reunion, man. We do this show, man. I say that all the time. It's all these voices from back in the gap coming through with new abilities, it seems. Everybody's growing, man. I'm enjoying it.
Right. All right, well, I'm going to jump on real quick and get out the way. Definitely going to be back, man.
All right.
I've missed a lot of it since COVID, man. It's ridiculous.
Uh-huh. Yeah, man, it's definitely did the thing. But, you know, on the outside looking in, man, I've enjoyed how poetry has been able to grow in the midst of this. And I'm just trying to take advantage, man, and just keep, you know, moving forward.
Oh, definitely.
All right. So, you know, are both of y'all doing y'all thing like normal, or is it just going to be you tonight?
Just me tonight.
All right, that's what's up. That's what's up. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Skin melody is she. Irregular beats and tones played by members of her past that were supposed to ensure this beautiful symphony. Instead, the instruments cause pains that she is unable to release, and now she has barriers of blocking the promises from my drums. No longer taking the time to hear the expressions of a dear mutt as they come. Grossly wounded by the senses of all those who came before me. She is the walking definition of beauty, skin as creamy as warm caramel drizzled over a scoop of butterscotch ice cream, hair flowing in the afternoon breeze, the fine silk legs of a goddess in the midsection of an hourglass, yet her past causes her to only see the devil's milk in a person. You know, that unattractive weed with a few insignificant flowers turning towards the sun, giving no opportunity for her doors to be cracked open by a genuine hello. How are you doing? Instead, her response is, hey. As she continues along her way down those streets of seclusion, she is wounded. And although she knows this, the bandages of love and healing that I bring as an offering, she does not see, nor does she care to. She is so safe and secure in her own bubble of contentment, marching to her own tune, conducting her own music with no orchestrated wand, striking that podium, attempting to cause her to match his rhythm, a paradigm managed by her ability to safely navigate the trails of life, avoiding perceived potholes and shattered dreams from heartbreak, rejecting the notion of once again becoming someone else's victim. She is a mystery. This abstract painting, a sketch summary of the main points of the woman that I would love to meet, this desire to know the person behind this wall, and not just the concept of her, but, you see, this causes me to climb ladders, trees, and cross bridges for only that one chance, the one moment to catch her glance and say, good morning. I know you don't know me, and you probably see me as another silhouette of your past, yeah. Every day that we pass each other in the morning, I am captured by your beauty, the potential of your beauty. I ponder on what really lies beneath the cold glares and swift shuns, giving no time for assumed shenanigans. What will cause you to stop for a brief moment and just allow me to bring the smile to the surface? As I subject you to my purposeful ramblings, just a moment to say hello. You know, that moment to remind you that although the overcast may block the sun never fails to exist. A moment to mentally take you to the highest peak just to show you all of this around us. Now, she may respond with, hey. Or maybe she'll respond with, hey. As she continues along her way down those streets of seclusion, yet I will continue my morning greeting simply because I believe that she is worth it. In peace.
Brother, if you don't spit about that perseverance, that's what I'm talking about. I said, I'm going to keep getting at her. She's worth it. I like, you know, what you did with this piece, man. I missed hearing that cadence. It was pretty cool. But after you said the barriers are blocking the drum, you described, you know, this woman. If you could give me that stanza, it was pretty slick, man, if you could give me that. One more time.
Block of the drums. The walking definition of beauty. Skin as creamy as warm caramel drizzle over a scoop of butterscotch ice cream. Hair flowing in the afternoon breeze as fine silk legs of a goddess in the midsection of an hourglass.
And then after that, you said that she sees the devil's milk in a person. Brother, you had a lot going on in this piece. There's so many lines in here, man, but I just wanted to tell you that I appreciate you bringing this poem to the show and giving us an opportunity to hear, you know, these words and the ability that you have to convey and paint pictures, because I definitely saw all of this back and forth. You marched to her own tune, conducting her own music. She's mysterious and abstract painting. And you just continue to create the metaphors and paint the pictures, man, throughout this piece. I definitely enjoyed it, man, and hope that you're able to come back and give us some more.
Oh, definitely will, man. I promise I'll be back.
Already. Appreciate you. If you were able to get on the event page, man, I hope you guys are able to interact. If not, man, I hope that, you know, again, that you guys come back. Next show that we do it every other Friday. It's not every Friday. So I'll definitely be tagging you guys and inviting and seeing if you guys can make it out.
All right. Sounds good. We'll do.
All righty. All right. So we can go to the next caller here. Oh, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Was wifey speaking? I don't want to cut off now.
And bye. No, we good.
Okay. Hey, well, peace out. Indeed, indeed, indeed. I'm glad that you made it through. I miss both of y'all, so I got to give you opportunity to speak. Wait a minute. I ain't cutting off now. See my people from back in the day. Well, that's what's up. All righty. So we're going to go ahead and go to the next caller here. We have 707 on the mic.
Good evening.
Good evening. Who do we have the pleasure of listening to tonight?
Lily.
Lily. If that's all you're going to give me, huh?
Okay, Lily and Misty Hazen, Black Mae West, Lisa Noel Wiley, all that. Yeah. Uh-huh.
All that. Thank you. Thank you. You just don't throw it at me like a wet sponge, but I'll take it. Thank God.
Oh, fam.
It's all good. It's all good. But on the real,
I am enjoying the show. Everyone is going in, and I'm loving it.
I know. It has been beautiful. I've always, you know, been pleasantly surprised, you know, when
yes,
the show does,
I'm loving,
you know,
all
it just continues.
The wordplay. I'm loving the vocals. I'm loving everything. Just.
Yeah, people brought us a lot of singing tonight. It was a lot of singing. And you
know,
we always get the wordplay, but it was a lot of singing tonight, so I definitely enjoyed that.
Okay, I need to take some singing lessons before I hit a high note.
No, ma'am, we didn't heard you before. You didn't shock me before. You're not going to catch me this time. Last time you shocked me with the singing, you ain't going to catch me, so I already know you do a little something. You hold a note. You're about to play and act like I don't know.
What, one, but, once in a while when
I ain't forgot. You ain't going to sneak that in like you ain't got some skill. So, yeah, I remember. Got a good memory over here. But that being said, you know, I just want to tell you, I appreciate you, you know, consistently calling into the show and showing love. I definitely, you know, enjoy your pen, enjoy your cadence, and enjoy your ability to spit all types of poetry. So I'm looking forward to seeing what you have for me tonight. So I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
Okay. This is an old piece. I don't know if I spit it out here or not. It's titled Text from My Ex. WYD. Who would have thought that three letters of an acronym would cause me to bite my lip with curiosity? It's been 3 years at least since I was the guest of honor for his Saturday morning feast. 3 long years since he tamed the erotic beast, leaving beauty to bask in the afterglow of morning glory. Did I cross his mind after all this time, or did his finger stroke my name mistakenly? What am I doing? Should I respond to his intrusion of my smartphone? Lord knows that I should leave well enough alone. I've been alone and content with my happily single status, and not one time have I fantasized about his apparatus. Apparently, he's left a mark on me, his mark on me. He did mark the spot where he ignited that spark. My calligraphy produced poems by the multiples, giving descriptions in full detail of sexual prowess. So imagine my reaction to the question posed in my electronic device. My mind rewinded back to the time when his teeth sunk into my behind, and that was the start of a slow grind. It was 3:14 to be exact. I remembered that because he loved pie. And he indulged in mine quite often. I was the craving for a sweet tooth, and his eggplant contributed to the goodness he brought to my body. I was in the best shape of my life. He was a personal trainer, so cardio was always on the schedule. Concentrated on my glutes, abs, legs, and the core of my workout regime, every orifice that was available. His text ignited the memories of multiples, the orgasms, the arguments, the less seen, the feeling of not being seen as anything more than his plaything. It took all of 3 years, 36 months, 156 weeks, 1,095 days to rearrange my priorities by making myself worth a top priority. After pondering the meaning of his text, I still haven't responded. Power off. In peace.
I remember this piece. I remember reading it. And hearing you spit it, I'm pretty sure I've heard it before, but hearing you spit it with the inflection, with the playful tone, with the, you know, how you, not one time have I had fantasies about his, you know, I love how you can get into the piece and play with it. And my mind reminded me of the time his teeth sunk into my behind. Oh, my gosh. Just killing it tonight. Like, I am just in heaven right now listening to all this great poetry. And that is a piece that I know I enjoy. And I just imagine that Kim has probably heard it before, that Taraji's probably heard it before. I would not be surprised if they talked about that on the Gen page. But you are definitely an amazing poet. I'm just so grateful that you continue to show love to this show and bless us, you know, with your poetry.
Of course. I didn't know if you caught the 314 reference.
Oh, you know I did.
Okay.
You know I did. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Check it.
You know I did. Uh-huh. I'm glad you pointed it out, too. All right. I see how you do
it. Thank you for the platform, as always. I don't call anyone else but you guys. So, yes.
We definitely appreciate that, definitely. And I'm glad that you know, continue to listen to the show and continue to show love to everybody on the event page. And hope to hear you again next show.
Most definitely. Enjoy your evening.
Already. Indeed. All right, so we have 562 on the mic.
What's up, my brother? How you doing?
Man, I am great. I am great. Why don't you let everybody know who we're listening to tonight, if you don't mind?
My name is Venom.
Venom on the mic. I know you as, but I don't see it. I appreciate you, man. I appreciate you calling to the show, man. Showing love, brother.
Oh, man, this is a dope show, brother. It's a dope show. I was, you know, checking it out while I'm watching track and field and just getting it in, man. I'm going to say it, even though I know you gave props, but all the poets was dope. But when y'all did your little host rundown on the pieces, man, mm-hmm. Sister Taraji, Kimbrella Renee, Hurricane, man, all of y'all did your doggone thing, man, and I salute y'all. That was dope.
Definitely appreciate that, brother. Definitely appreciate that. We feel like, you know, we can't expect elevation from all the poets and all that great energy if we can't give it back to you. That's why, you know, I keep saying the reciprocation is real. You know, what you guys give us, we're trying to give back to y'all. You inspire us, we want to inspire y'all back, man. So it's all love, like, for real. We have a good time doing the show.
That's what's up, man. As you should, man. As you should. I mean, if you don't like what you're doing, then don't do it. You know, that's just the bottom line.
Indeed.
And it was good to hear, you know, the other poets as well. Some I haven't heard in quite a while, you know, and it's good to hear them. I just heard, you know, my West Coast sister, Lily, you know, doing her mm-hmm. thing. And, you know, I was like, wow, okay, that's what's up, you know. Hey, it's just good to hear poetry, man. That's all it is. No matter what form mm-hmm. it is, it's good, you know.
Yeah, and like I said, we get the opportunity to share with each other, grow with each other, get inspired from each other. I know people, you know, hit me in the back channel in the inbox like, hey, I've been inspired to write. I've been writing the whole show. I'm going to spit something that I just wrote. Like, it's really that kind of thing, man. Like, we get so inspired by one another, you know.
Right.
Some of us have insomnia because we got to write.
Yeah.
Like, we're supposed to go to bed, but we got to write. Like, it's too much right now. We got to get this out. So I enjoy.
And that's a true statement.
Especially, you know, it affects everybody.
Yeah, that's a true statement right there, man. I mean, you know, with certain things that certain people said through their pieces, and it made me go back and rework something that I was thinking about, and I was like, I needed something. I was like, oh, wait a minute. That just made me just think I could do this and do that, and I went to work. It's like going in the lab, you know, mixing something up, making some old good, my own part of a part of gumbo, you know, make it happen. Make it happen.
Right on. Yeah. And that's what's up. So, you know, we're going to take advantage of that since, you know, you didn't hype your piece up. So I'm going to let you have that. I'm going to press mute. The
yeah.
mic is yours.
All right. Thanks, my brother. All right. Her blackness. So I ask myself, why? Why? Why do I stay? You see, a voice says to me, you know, there's other women out there. You deserve to be better. You deserve to be with someone who can make you speak, feel like you deserve to be number one. You need that type of loving, that real loving. You know, I can say, I'm just, but then they say, no, you don't feel me. You need to be felt. I said, I understand. No, they say, you really don't. You need compassion. I said, but wait a minute, I'm a man. They said, it doesn't matter. You need hugging. You need you a real woman. And then I think about leaving, but I see her blackness in the doors of my mind. Those delicate ebony hands that used to hold mine so tightly. You see, as I use my brown arms that would protect her from the world, that would try to harm, but just by looking at those sexy brown legs that would walk a mile to make sure that I was all right. As I'm looking into those big brown almond eyes that could see through to my soul, those faithful, beautiful lips that would speak words of comfort, sharing that million-dollar smile that would light my way to her total blackness, because there's no other love like true black love that is sent from God from above. And the reason why is because her blackness, yes, her blackness is the black that I'll never leave in sin.
Like I had to tell my other brother, you better motherfucking uplift. I ain't mad at you, man. Shit. I see y'all trying to do tonight. Y'all got the sisters feeling good, man.
yeah, man. I mean,
you see,
hey.
I use my brown arms to protect her from the world. Sexy brown
right.
legs that walk a mile just to make sure I'm all right. Beautiful lips that
uh-huh.
speak words of comfort. You know, nothing like the true black love. Like, I see the lines you were dropping there and where you were going with it, man. So I know
uh-huh.
I appreciated it. And the sisters really appreciated it, man, because, you know, like I said, we don't always get a lot of, you know, love for the sisters directly for the, you know, black sisters on the show or any show, really. So we definitely appreciate the break from the monotony in letting these ladies know that we see them, care about them, want to protect them, and recognize their power. Thank you for,
indeed.
For coming through and spitting that, brother.
Hey, thank you, my brother. I appreciate you. Salute, man.
Already. All right, we're going to go to 682. We got about 20 minutes left in the show, and we have two callers left, 682 and 646. That is who we have, and I'm going to bring in 682 now.
Hello.
Well, hello. Who do we have the pleasure of talking to tonight?
This is Tony B.
Tony B. You finished that piece up there, huh?
I did.
Okay. Yeah, so you said you was working on something, so I have to ask. So you were listening to the show. Were you writing the piece while you're listening and being inspired, or were you just like writing the piece and then came to the show?
A little bit of both. I was writing the piece and came to the show and listening. I was encouraged to finish it and to actually, finish it. So I did.
That's what's up. Well, I'm glad that you felt compelled to spit the brand new piece on the show. And, yes, I'm going to let you do your thing and press mute. The mic is yours.
Okay. This piece is titled, Don't Get Mad at Me. Don't get mad at me that I know my body better than you do. It's my body. Me and her have been rocking since before time. Don't get mad at me that when I touch myself, I tremble with vibrating pulses of electric energy. Don't get mad at me that I make those melodies as soon as I close my eyes and fall back. Don't get mad at me that my body reacts, sending bolts of pleasure through every cell of my body. With her, I've become an ocean of savory nectar, you know, that you love to taste so much. Don't get mad at me that I can make myself feel as good as I make you feel. Don't get mad at me that I give you something I can give myself. Curling, shivering, you know, I'm so devouring. Don't get mad at me. And peace.
Well, I certainly ain't mad at you. Just right off the bat, I ain't mad at you. I'm happy that you were able to come through and spit this piece, but you know what? You ain't going to keep hitting me with the Girl Six voice when you spit your poetry, you know? You just going to just switch it all the way up and just, you know? Where's Joe? Where's Joe, people? I ain't heard from Joe all night.
I can't help but to talk like that sometimes. I don't know. It just comes on out.
Yeah, it came on out all right. You know, based on everything you wrote, it came all the way out. So, yeah, I hope nobody's mad at you that happens to be in your presence, because I ain't going to go there with you. I ain't playing with you. So for you to be able to write this piece tonight and spit it like this, you have to understand that you got a gift here. If you just wrote this, spit it like that, with that cadence, with that energy, like you gotta realize that you got something there. All right. Like for real. Keep writing, keep doing your thing. I'm gonna keep encouraging you to keep, because you definitely have the ability to do some spoken word. You should probably be recording, quite honestly, at this point, because you definitely have the voice for it.
I'm starting a podcast. I'll give you the link as soon as I get it out there.
Well, that's what's up. Good for you. I'm glad that you are stepping out and, you know, getting out of the things that you keep yourself from doing and doing some new stuff and putting yourself out there in a way that you haven't before. So that's what's up. Glad to hear it. Glad that you were able to come to the show and spit that piece. And I know Kim's been looking for you, so she's probably excited that you came through and spit a brand new piece. So we appreciate you, as always. And thanks for coming. Hopefully you'll come back again and spit some more for us.
Yes. Appreciate it.
Already.
All right,
so we got the show killer. He stepped in here, it looks like. So we got two more callers before the show killers, it looks like. We got 646 on the mic.
Good morning.
646. Hey, what's going on? Who do we have on the mic?
J&K.
J&K, what's going on with you, brother?
Cooling, man. Just cooling. Working the
I'm working to stay young, you know, because when you go home, you stress, so I try to stay at work, so I just maintain the schedule and stuff like that, look at the clock and, you know, put that oil of a lay on and take some mud baths in the back.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. I'm glad you were able to make it out here tonight and share with us. So, you know, I'm going to let you do your thing. Like I said, it's been a minute, man, so I'm glad to hear, you know, you come through. Last time, you know, you kind of be up prepared with, you know, with the emotional spit. I'm ready this time, just letting you know. So I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours.
Oh, let me say something real quick. No, because your show and, you know, you and Sylvia, y'all looks like the male and female version of one another because you know, the way y'all critique and stuff like that, the way you handle your show and the way you handle your poets and poetress or singers or, you know, your artists that come on. It's not too many people that do that, you know, nowadays. So that's why, you know, you get the best out of me because I know you're going to either be silent or you're going to give me something that you can give me if you don't do it on the show. You're going to inbox me, you know, like, okay, this is what I got from that. So that's what I do. But also I want to take up theater. You know, I want to go into theater and stuff like that. So I try to get the feedback here, and that's what's the way to do it when live on a show, you know?
That's what's up, man. You know, I'm glad to hear it, brother. So, you know, keep pursuing those dreams, man. I ain't mad at you. I'm going to let you do your thing, though. So press mute. Mic is yours.
First of all, I want to, should I do the MC part or should I do, you know, what I usually do? Because y'all just
don't want to
mess up the program.
Whatever's okay. On your heart, man. Go ahead and do that.
All right, true. Moments like this, you know, when you home alone in the attic sounds like somebody's walking upstairs. You know, that creepy feeling. And the reason why I'm talking like this, because it's not a good feeling. You know, sometimes you hold on to what you thought you had to let go, and you let go of things that you should have held on to. Heartbeats, the sweat, the perspiration. You know, the heartbeat rises, and you get thirsty, and your thoughts that you thought you had gathered become scattered. It's like hugging her in the morning, and in your dreams you're making love to her, and then when you wake up you realize that you were just sleeping alone. You look out the window, there's only one car. The mailbox only says your name, but yet you was living a world where you felt loved, and you felt like nobody can take this place, because you felt that God, you felt that he gave you an angel to be in your presence and to death do your part. I mean, when I say death do your part, I'm talking about the two of you holding hands and looking at each other in the face and saying, I loved you from the day that I met you, and then we died together, and no one understands that when your eyes don't close at the same time and you look in the eyes and the eyes are still open because she's gone and you're here and you wish that you we're gone. It's that moment, right, when everything you thought was wrong becomes right and right becomes wrong. Take a sip of water. There's nothing felt to my knees and dropped to my chin. Forgot to brace myself. I wake up years later from a coma. It's So none of this stuff never happened, did it? And peace.
See, I was ready this time. See, I didn't have to call no 911. I wasn't worried about calling the mental health department. I was ready. I was ready this time. Yeah, man. But for real, man, I appreciate you coming through with the monologue, man, seeing your growth and you trying to do this thing, man. So I hope that you actually are able to break into, you know, what you want to break into as far as acting and all that stuff is concerned, man. And I appreciate you coming through to the show, man.
Thank you, sir, and a big shout-out to Kimberla Renee and everyone who went before me and everyone who goes after me.
Already, that's J&K doing his improv on the mic, and see you next time.
Appreciate it. Yes, sir.
All righty, so we're going to go to 267 on the mic.
Shabba baby, what do you
do? What's going on with you, brother? You know, I know you want to get it
you
in.
Know what it is,
we got about 10 minutes, man. I appreciate you getting
Let's
in the
go.
Queue and pressing one. So, you know, I know you're going to do what it do, so I'm going to press mute. Mic is yours. I know you ain't press mute yourself, brother. Where you at? I don't hear nothing. Don't tell me Blog Talk got the CEO, brother. I can't hear a thing you say it right now. If you say it something. That's cold, brother. All right, so I'm going to have to go ahead and leave the CEO. I'm about to go to the show killer and let him do what he do in the show. So I'm going to go ahead and go to 832 on the mic.
Yo, what up?
Hey, what's going on with you, brother? I don't know what happened to For Real just now, man. He was just gone.
I don't know. He just disappeared. I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I mean, just went silent on him. I don't know. Maybe, you know, he be in a broom closet sometime. Maybe somebody opened the door on him. I don't know.
Yeah.
But, yeah, brother, how have you enjoyed the show so far, man?
The show has been dope, bro. Everybody's been on, I don't know, doing this shit, and it's been dope. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up, because I know you're about to do what you do, show killer. So,
well, I'm called in. I heard Taraji singing. She's been turned into an R&B fellow. Yeah,
you know she's gonna fuck you up now, right? You know you.
Yeah, I know.
She's
probably gonna
cuss me out. She got something for you. But yeah, man. She did that. She brought that on back from the archives for us, man, and blessed us. So yeah, she so did.
That was my first time hearing it. It was dope, though.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know how many times I've heard it, but it's one of those pieces that, you know, once you hear it once, you're going to always remember it. I guarantee you hear that shit, you're going to be like, oh, shit, I remember that piece. Like, that's definitely one of my favorite pieces of hers.
No doubt.
Already said, I'm going to let you do your thing, so I'm going to press mute, and the mic is yours.
All right. I want to rip the stage. I want to spit so hard that it ruptures something within my insides, which only intensifies the projection of my voice upon the audience. See, I want you to feel it. I want you to go through every emotion known to man when the spit within the span of these 2 minutes more for me, my mic, and the stage into one entity. Versus the ricocheting echoes from wall to wall of your mental notepads until my voice gives out and my lungs collapse until the only words to be said are he killed that shit. I just want to spit. I just want to spit until the word spit becomes more than a metaphor. more than just a term for speaking in poetry form. I want to spit until this stage becomes paper mache and the heat spills from my speaker box to the soles of my shoes, burning straight to the floor from the soul of my blues. I want to spit hues. I want to spit from morning skyline, orange and purple, to starlit nighttime, indigo blues and black shiny church shoes with glitter socks and a glove like a moonwalker with MJ till I find myself spitting on the moon. I just want to spit. I just want to spit until I feel I'm legitimate enough to be called legit while making these words fit into a cocoon to be released as a monarch, spanning wings into a poetic hierarchy of kings and queens of the same reign, same castle. I want you to feel the same pain that I had to endure just to get this far. I just want to spit into the same wings from the piece I released just captured into your lungs and you finally get it. Finally feel what I've been saying the whole time. Now I just want to spit.
Every time. And that is how you end the motherfucking show. But before we go that far, brother, you are not going to drop the motherfucking MJ line on me and not have to give that back to me. I need you to hit me with the MJ stanza once again, brother.
I want to spit until the stage becomes paper mache and the heat spills from the speaker box to the soles of my shoes, burning straight through the floor from the soul of my blues. I want to spit huge. I want to spit from morning skyline, orange and purple steel, starting at nighttime, indigo blues and black shiny church shoes with glitter socks and a glove like a moonwalker with MJ till I find myself spitting on the moon. I just want to spit.
Till I find myself spitting on the motherfucking moon, boy. Cold-blooded, man. Cold-blooded. I dig that piece, man. I want to say I've heard this before. Like, you spit it before, right?
Yeah, of course.
Okay. Yeah, I know I've heard this before, but damn, you still get me with the moon line, brother. Shit. Dope-ass
Thank
piece,
you.
Brother. Dope-ass piece.
Already, I appreciate
man.
You,
bro. So you know what it is. It's the show killer. We got like 3 or 4 minutes left in the show. I just want to thank everybody. Like, we literally just did a full 3 hours on this show with all the poets that came through. I just want you guys to know how much I appreciate you rocking with me. I appreciate you guys being patient and listening to other poets spit and waiting your turn without being upset. There's so many times you hear about people who just want to hang up or they get in the back and say, you know, you're skipping over me or whatever the case. Like, you guys understand what it is. I go straight from whoever called first to press 1, and we just go from there. And I'm so glad that everybody can just feel that energy, do what they do, and enjoy the mic. And that's what it is. So this is Renaissance Poetry. I'm going to sign off. I, again, hope that you join us in 2 weeks. We're going to do another show. We're going to bring it right back with the same energy. We're going to do what it do with the best shit that you bring, and we're going to reciprocate that every time. And that's what's up. Appreciate you, Keith, man, as always, for coming out in the show. And we out.
Yes, sir. Peace, y'all.
You feel it, nothing can save you, but this is the season of catching the vapors, and since I got time, what I'm going to do is tell you how to spread it throughout my crew. Well, you all know T.D. Thrawn, who sang on my records, make the music nobody beats the biz, well check it. Back in the days before this began, he used to try to talk to this girl named Fran, the type of female with fly Gucci wear, with big truck jewelry and extensions in the hair. When Thrawn tried to kick it, she always said, talking about, nigga please, you work for UPS. Since he wasn't no type of big drug dealer, my man T.D. Thrawn just appealed to her. But now he trucks gold away with Fly Valley boots, rough leather fashion and Chuck silk suits. Now she stopped fronting and wants to speak and be coming to all the shows every single weekend. To get his deeper number, she be begging please, dying for the day to get skis. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors. She caught the vapors.
I got another father that's calm and plain. He goes by the name of the Big Daddy Kane. A mellow type of fellow that's laid back. Back in the days, he was nothing like that. I remember when he used to fight every day. What grown-ups would tell him, he would never obey. He wore his pants hanging down and his sneakers untied. And a rocker-type tango tilted to the side. Around his neighborhood, people treated him bad. And said he was the worst thing his mom's ever had. They said that he would grow up to be nothing but a hoodlum. Or either in jail, or someone would shoot him. But now he's grown up to their surprise. Big Daddy got a hit record selling worldwide. Now the same people that didn't like him as a child be saying, can I borrow a dollar? Ooh, you're a star now, they caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Now I got a cousin by the name of Vaughn Lee. Better known to y'all as Commander Cool V. He cut, scratch, transform with finesse. And all that mess. But I remember when he first started to rock and tried to get this job in a record shop. He was in it to win it, but the boss fronted. Said, sorry, Mr. Lee, but there's no help wanted. Now my cousin Vaughn still tried on and on and on till the light breaks the dawn. To put this J-O-B in effect, but they'd look right past him and be like, next! Now for the year of 88, Cool V is making dollars, so my cousin's like straight. He walks into the same record shop as before, and the boss be like, Vaughn, welcome to my store. Offering him a job, but nah, he don't want it. Damn, it feels good to see people up on it. Cause I remember when, at first they wasn't. Now guess what they caught from my cousin? The vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors. Last subject of the story is about Bismarck. I had to work for mine to put your body in park. When I was a teenager, I wanted to be down with a lot of MC, DJ, and crews in town. Saw a crew on Nova Street, I said, can I be down, champ? They said no, and treated me like a wet food stamp. After getting rejected, I was very depressed. Sat and wrote some Def Doodle rhymes at my rest. When I used to come to parties, they make me pay. I would have to beg to get on the mic and rap that day. I was never into girls, I was just into my music. They acted like I wanted to keep it instead of trying to use it. But now things switch without belief. Yo, Biz, do you remember me from Nobu Street, G? We used to be down back in the days. It happens all the time and never cease to amaze. They caught the vapors. They caught the vapors.